there's been a realization, I think, in many places that actually some kids do well with online learning. And that, you know, especially if people got practiced at it and did it in a way where kids could come together as well, you know, particularly post-COVID, and do intensive work together, maybe in small groups, and that a lot of their time might be online learning, that in addition to the all the educational benefits for those certain kids, that you could relieve some school crowding issues, you know, and you might take buses and cars off the road. And so there's definitely been a kind of realization that, like, hold on, like, we've created these big boxes, you know, that we stick kids in every day, and they have these bells that go off and they rotate, and that, like, some of that actually might be a little cuckoo. And not only cuckoo from a pedagogical perspective, but also from a kind of urban planning perspective. So those things are going to take a long time to kind of wade through, because a lot of people are still in anxious mode. But there are some really interesting possibilities around doing that, and also creating more intentionally diverse educational communities. And so this idea that kids might do some remote learning and then come together in intentional ways, those kids could be from any place and any school, you know. And so, you know, if you start to decouple school as social infrastructure from school as pedagogy, you can do a lot with the pedagogical side, as long as you're meeting some of those social infrastructure needs.